Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about situations that are not clear-cut in terms of how the damage happened. We're missing certain details, and that leads to problems when the person whose ox was damaged is trying to collect. The idea is Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Hareaya. The burden of proof is on the individual trying to collect. If he has a claim against someone else, he's trying to extract money from him, he needs to prove his case. It has to be a definite situation where he's owed that money. There can't be any case of doubt if he wants to take money from somebody else. So we'll take that rule, that klal, and we'll apply it throughout this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shor shehayaro def ahar shor aher. If one person's ox was chasing another person's ox, we'll have the chasing ox and the pursued ox in this case. Vehuzak, and the pursued ox was hurt, it was injured, but the cause of the injury wasn't known. Ze omer shorecha hizik, ze omer lochi ela beselalaka. The owner of the pursued ox who got hurt is saying to the owner of the chasing ox, your ox hurt my ox, it gored it, it hurt it, and therefore you're responsible for the damage. But the owner of the chasing ox said, no, that didn't happen. My ox didn't hurt your ox. Rather, your ox rubbed against a rock. It rubbed against a boulder, and that's how it got hurt. And therefore, I'm not responsible to pay you any money. So we say, Hamotzi mechavero alav hareaya. Here we have two different arguments. The burden of proof is on the person who's trying to extract money. He wants to take payment for his ox getting injured. The owner of the pursued ox is trying to take money. He has to bring substantiated proof with 100% certainty that his ox was damaged by the chasing ox in order to extract money. If he does not prove that, he's not allowed to take any money, and therefore the owner of the chasing ox would not owe him any money. Another similar type of case. Hayushenehem rotfim ahar ehad. If there were two ox, each of them owned by a different owner, and they were both chasing one ox, which is owned by a different person. And that ox that was being chased by the two oxen eventually got hurt. It was injured. But no one knows how it got injured. They don't know which of those pursuing or those chasing oxes caused the damage. And the owners of those two oxes that were chasing, they disagree how the damage happened. Ze omer shorecha hizik, veze omer shorecha hizik. The owner of one ox is saying, to the owner of the other ox that was also chasing, your ox caused the problem. And that the owner of that ox was telling the other chasing ox's owner, your ox caused the problem. We say, shenehem peturim. Both of them are exempt from paying unless proof is brought that shows that the damage was done by one of these specific oxen. In that situation, none of them have to pay. But if both of those chasing oxen were owned by the same person, we say, either way, one of his oxen caused the damage. So therefore, they're hayavim. They have to pay for the damage that was done, because either way, the same damage was done, and it was owned by that same owner, so automatically he's obligated to pay. Before we introduce the next part of this Mishnah, we need to elaborate on one thing we had earlier on in the Perek. We mentioned that if a short tam causes damage to a person, or property, or another ox, then the damage, the victim, could take he's notele tashor, he could take the ox that caused the damage, it could become his, if it's equal to 50% of the damage that was caused to him. But we have to elaborate on that as well. The fact that we say notele tashor, that the victim could take the ox, and that he could take whatever the worth of that ox was, it also tells us that no matter what the situation, when we have a short tam, the owner of the short tam never has to pay more than the value of his animal. So there are situations where his animal is not worth the damage, even though it's only 50% of the damage because it's a short tam. There are situations where that short is not worth the full amount of the damage. Halacha is, since we say, notel tashor, the damage that the owner of a short time has to pay can never exceed the value of that animal that caused the damage. And that'll play into the next part of this Mishnah. Hayai had gadol ve'had katan. If there were two oxen, one of them was a large ox, and the value of that ox would cover the half damage payment. Ve'had katan, and the other ox was a small ox, and the value of that ox was less than the half damage payment. And like we mentioned, if that was the damaging ox, the full value of that ox cannot exceed whatever the damage was. So therefore, even though it may not equal the 50% damage that it caused, that's the limit that its owner would have to pay. Hanizak omer gadol hizik. The victim who was damaged, he's saying the large one did the damage. If the large one did the damage, then he'd get the full 50% payment that he was owed, because the value of that large cow is more. The hamazik omer lochi ela katan hizik. But the damager is saying, no, the small one did the damage. The small ox caused the problem. And if the small ox caused the problem, he would only have to pay the value of that small ox, even if it was less than 50% of what the damage was. Or another case, ehad tam ve'ehad mu'ad. Another case would be if the chasing ox was a tam, and there was also a mu'ad animal there. Two different oxes were chasing. Hanizak omer mu'ad hizik. The victim was saying the shor mu'ad was the one who did the damage. If the shor mu'ad was the one who did the damage, 100% of the damages have to be paid, no matter what the damaging ox was worth. But the hamazik omer, but the damager, the owner of these ox who caused the problem, he's saying, lochi, ela tam hizik. He's saying, no, the tam did the damage. If the tam did the damage, halacha is, the damage has to be paid, that would be paid, can never be more than the value of the damaging ox. And that's the difference between if the tam did the damage or the mu'ad did the damage. If the mu'ad did the damage, the owner of that ox could have to pay more than the value of the animal in damages. If the tam caused the damage, it can never go more than the value of the animal, regardless of how bad the damage was. So we say, ha-motzi me-havero, alav hare-aya. In both of these cases, we apply that rule. The burden of proof is on the one who's trying to extract money. The victim cannot collect payment in this situation unless he proves it was the large ox or it was the mu'ad ox that did the damage. And you may say, you know what? Let him at least take the value of the smaller animal or of the tam animal. All right, so he's not going to get the full payment over here because he has no proof, but he knows that one of these oxen definitely caused the damage, so give him the lesser amount. But halacha is, we point out, no. By the fact that he's denying the damager's statement, the damager saying it was a small animal, he's coming and saying, no, it was the large animal. So he's pushing away the damager's statement by saying, where he said it was the small animal, and he's maintaining that it was the bigger animal. Ah, but he has no proof on the bigger animal, so therefore, he's entitled to nothing. Same with that second case. The owner of the oxen is saying, it was the tam animal. And the victim is claiming it was the mu'ad animal. So he has no case. He's pushing aside the statement of the owner who claimed it was a tam animal, and therefore that's out. And he's maintaining it was a mu'ad animal, but he can't prove it, so therefore he's still entitled to nothing because he's not agreeing that it was the tam animal. So he's entitled to nothing because he has no proof to his statement. Next case. Hayu hanizokin shenayim. If there were two oxen that were injured, ehad gadol ve'ehad katan. One of them was large and one of them was small. The hamazikim shenayim, and there were two oxen who attacked them. Ehad gadol ve'ehad katan. One of them was large and one of them was small. Both of these animals were tamim, so they'd only be entitled to pay their owner 50% of the damages. But in this case, if it was the small ox who damaged the large ox, the value of that small ox is less than 50% of the damages. So therefore, hanizak omer gadol hizik et hagadol v'hakatan takatan. The victim, the one who was damaged, is saying, the large ox hurt my large ox, and the small ox hurt my small ox. The hamazik omer lochi ela katan tagadol v'gadol takatan. But the damager is saying differently. The owner of those attacking oxen said differently. He said, no, my small ox hurt that man's large ox. And my large ox hurt that man's small ox. He's trying to say this. And what would happen if he was right? He wouldn't have to pay as much money, because in the case where the small ox hurt the large ox, the 50% payment for the damage on that large injured ox would be more than the entire value of the small attacking ox. So therefore, he would have to pay not as much. Or another case, Ehad Tam ve'ehad Mu'ad, we have... You have two oxen who are damaging. One of them was Tam, one of them was a Mu'ad. The Tam is worth less than half of the damage that it did to the large injured ox. Hanizako mer Mu'ad haizik etagadol v'tam etakatan. The victim is saying, the Mu'ad animal hurt my large animal, and the Tam animal hurt my small animal. So in this case, the damager would have to pay for the entire damage of the large ox, because the victim is claiming that the Mu'ad animal caused the problem, and he would have to pay 50% of damage for the small ox, which would be 50% of the damage. It would equal out. It wouldn't be a problem. But the owner of the attacking oxen said, no, the Tam animal of mine injured the large animal, and the Mu'ad animal of mine injured the small animal. In this case, it wouldn't work out for the victim. Why? Because if he's saying the Tam animal hurt the large animal, 50% of the damages that were done exceed the value of the Tam ox that he has. So therefore, he wouldn't get the full 50% that he was expecting. And the Mu'ad animal hurting the injured, the small animal, he would pay the full value of it. It wouldn't change anything. So it wouldn't change it at all. So we say, Hamotzim Havero, Alav Hare Aya. Both of these cases, the burden of proof rests on the person trying to extract money. He's trying to take payment. And therefore, the victim here would not be able to collect anything until he proves that his large ox was hurt by the other large ox, or by a mu'ad ox. He wouldn't be able to collect anything in these cases because he has a claim. He's denying the statement of the owner of these oxen, so therefore, he's entitled to nothing.